Blog Talk Radio.
You all, I apologize about that. I had the microphone muted because I like to sing the introduction, and I forgot to take it off mute when the music stopped. So I apologize about that silence, you all. So yes, that's what I'm doing while the music is playing. I'm singing. That song is one of my favorite songs, and it is truly, truly, truly what Choosing Inspiration is about, and what Just Choose You is about. It's about me giving you pieces of me and things that I'm discovering that help me along this journey of living consciously and self-awareness. So my apologies for that technicality. And thank you, Ms. Beverly Black, for sending me that and letting me know that. Again, thank you, listeners, for tuning in now. Thank you for those of you who will be listening to the replay. Let me give that shout out to my sponsors, Ms. Beverly Black of Tribe Family Channel and Mr. Bruce George of the Genius is Common Movement. I will say, and as I always state, I am ever grateful for this brand new platform that was introduced to me that I had no idea about, to be honest. The way that things work with me, I'm pretty sure that I mentioned this before, right when I started this venture, I had a conversation with my dad about ways of getting myself exposed and getting out there and things of that nature. And one of the things that he said to me was getting yourself onto a radio station or advertising onto a radio station. And when he said that to me, I had no idea of how I would do that. I had no idea of what type of impact that would be. I had no idea of how I would even go about doing that. So me being introduced to this by joining a Facebook group that, of course, Beverly, my other partner, Beverly Holloway, started, joining that group and then meeting up with Miss Beverly Black was all just like, wow, manifestations and things like that coming to fruition. So I am always, always grateful for Miss Beverly Black as well as Mr. Bruce George for my sponsors and again for introducing me to this different platform. So, of course, what I have pretty much dedicated myself to with these shows and going forward with my podcast that'll be starting in 2018 to make sure that my listeners are present. Again, that is one of the things that I like to practice is being present. So to make sure that everyone is present right now and that everyone is taking everything nicely and understanding, I'm going to start out with a little bit of meditation and just bring everybody into the moment and bring myself into the now. And again, just make sure that everybody is present and able to take in what it is that I'll be saying. So if you are able to, just take a moment and sit back. And like I say every show, if you're not able to, please don't. If you are in the middle of doing something and you're listening as you're doing something right now, by all means, please don't stop what you're doing. But if you're in a position to sit back for a second and relax and take a couple of breaths and just be in the moment, do that for me. Take a seat and just sit down and let your listen and pay attention to your breath and make sure that you are here. So sit back for a moment and take a few deep breaths with me. Inhale. Exhale slowly. Take a nice another deep one for me. Exhale. Resume. And just relax for a moment, letting every muscle, starting at the top, just relax. If you need to, wiggle your shoulders a little bit, roll them a little bit, and just make sure those muscles are relaxed. And concentrate on your breathing. It's okay if any of the thoughts drift in. The fact that you're conscious of it is okay. One more. Hold it a little bit. And release. Thank you. So, as some of you may know, some of you that are listening that are a little bit acquainted with the things that are going on in my personal life, you know that I am going through a little bit of a transition right now. So I will be talking a little bit on a couple of things that I've come to discover. And one thing that I always am always looking to do is encouraging people to live consciously, read, and journaling. So pretty much what I'll be talking about today is a book that a conversation with a friend led me to. That I've read several times. This time I just read with a different set of eyes. Like I said in the last show, like we talked about, being conscious and being aware and gratitude and things like that. I always am always going to be preaching about living consciously. And the journey that you begin to go on, as I said last week, can be a little scary. It can be a little challenging. But I can tell you that once you get to that other side of knowing what to do with your thoughts and knowing yourself better, you'll be in a better position to take conversations and apply them how they need to be applied to yourself. You'll be able to take information that you have and hold yourself accountable and apply it to what you need to apply it to, understand or at least get some idea of what the lesson is there for you to be learned, take what you can take away from that, and move forward. That feeling right there is a good 75% of any battle it is that you're going to go through. And this is coming from someone who, making a decision beforehand, literally would set my anxiety off the meters. One moment, let me take a drink of water. So one thing I did this week, just a couple of days ago, I watched D-Ray's comedy show. Funny dude, of course, I'm going to support my shot now. But one of the things that he said in the show stuck out to me very distinctively, because it goes along with the whole me trying to live in the moment and being more aware and being more in the more being more present in my life, and that greatly reduces a lot of stress. And one of those things that he mentioned is we are not aware as we used to be. Of course, he said it with some jokes and some things behind it, but there was so much truth to that statement, to the point where now the smallest, simplest things are now being turned into these big, gigantic, oh my God, panic things. And not to discredit anything, not to take any credit away, to make anything any less important than what it should be, but simple things that we are now have all types of laws against and rules and movements and things of that nature are just simply because we have just lost our sense of awareness. There is not a day, an hour, a minute, a second that you cannot be outside or anywhere where there is a population of people where you're going to see someone plastered in a phone or in a laptop or in a tablet in some form of a device. Any age frame. There's a video going around on Facebook right now of an infant cannot walk. That, of course, it's anything that lights up. It's not just, I don't want to make it just seem like, oh, it's the phone and she's addicted to that phone. But the fact that that is now even a form of entertainment for our babies is mind-boggling. And, of course, it's a sign of the times. Of course, it's, you know, everybody is progressing or whatever, yada, yada, yada. But these devices take away our sense of awareness. Even going back to before it was the devices like that are flooding everything right now. When walking, you shouldn't have the headphones on. You're distracted when you're walking. You can't hear anything and yada, 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 yada. So those are good arguments. But even without having those devices, we are losing the sense of awareness that we are naturally born with. He had a very good analogy, and I can relate to it with my children and not even having a daughter, but with having boys, we, those of us who grew up in, not necessarily even grew up in the hood, because I didn't grow up in the hood. The things that I went and did that were hood-ish were things that I went and took myself to. Those, I did not, wasn't raised in that. I took myself to those things. When you have that sense and you know that sense of life and you know that lifestyle, you don't want your children to be around that lifestyle, but the awareness that that lifestyle gives you is what you want your children to pick up. And we lose that sense of awareness, that just regular, simple, old, natural human instinct of being able to be aware and feel when something is just not right. And not to say that we should be profiling, not to say that crazy has a certain look, but there are certain instances and certain situations where someone will just say, I just didn't feel right about that person. And in a lot of situations, that has saved lives. We are moving so far away from that natural awareness. And we definitely, definitely need to get back to having that sense of awareness. It definitely would be something that would help us in this day and age. Another thing that falls into that, and that helps, that would help with that, and that pretty much is the basis of any change that you want to make. It's the basis of any type of lifestyle that you want to live. It's the basis of any habit that you want to form. It's everyday living. It's the things that you want to do and the changes that you want to make. The key that it is discipline. It's discipline. I have gotten to down to a size, I'm now a size 14, and I didn't even know that I was a size 14. It has a lot to do with the fact that I have not eaten meat since July of this year, and I can't even lie to you and tell you that I miss it, because I don't at all. But I was in the midst of getting ready for one of my jobs today, and I did not have anything clean, so I jumped and looked into a bag of clothes that I was giving away to the Goodwill. Inside that bag is a pair of jeans that they gave me, these jeans like 2 years ago, and I knew it was a size 14, and I was just like, you know what, I am not even about to attempt that, because I know I am not that size yet, so let me try on this 16 too. So I tried on the 16. No, I didn't even try on the 16. I threw the 16 to the side, and I picked up the 14 first, and I just was like, let me try it. Guess what, y'all? I put the 14 on, and they did it. I have them on now. Yeah, your girl is doing it. So this is being done without even having discipline right now. I stated in my last show that I was about to get back on my health kit, which I have started, and I can't say that I haven't, that I've gotten completely off track with that. I have, but I have not been as disciplined as I should be. So with me getting into this 14 and being as committed as I should be and not having as much discipline as I should, I've been walking more. I've been being way more active, but that's due to certain circumstances. I've chosen to do more walking, made that choice to do more walking because I like the way it feels. I honestly, walking is my stress reliever. I walk and I throw my headphones on, and that's how I solve issues. That's where I do a lot of my thinking. I will walk until, and if it gets to the point where I'm just tired and can't walk anymore, I'll call someone or get on the bus or something and go back. But I am a walker. I will walk. So I've been, the transitioning that I've been going through has been, you know, making me do a lot of walking so far. So I definitely know where it's coming from. But I do know that if I approach this with more discipline, I would be soaring at greater heights right now. The things that are jiggling right now, well, I definitely would be working on better. They would be being focused on more. So one thing that we have to do and that we have to make ourselves do, and it's so crazy because it's something that our parents have tried to embed in us our whole lives, and it's just discipline. Of course, we were going to go against it, of course, as teenagers or as preteens and as youngsters or whatever the case, the age frame may be. We didn't understand why they wanted you to make your bed every day. They didn't understand why they wanted you to do something every day or do something when you were told or do something at this certain time. That discipline has so much power. There was another video that I have seen. I don't know if it was a TED Talk on YouTube. I don't remember what it was, but it pretty much was this man with his young child. The child could not have been, he may have been like 4 or 5 maybe. He had a piece of candy. He had given him one piece already, and the little boy liked the piece of candy. So the father told him, I'm going to give you another piece, but you have to wait 5 minutes before you can eat the other piece of candy. And he sat the piece of candy in front of the little boy and told him that you can have another piece, but you have to wait for it. So he sat the piece of candy down in front of the little boy, and he had a little camera set up, and he pretty much sat there and watched the little boy waiting for it. Of course, the little boy, it killed the little boy sitting there waiting on it. You could see him itching and moving around and almost touching it and looking at it and breathing on it, and that just that anticipation of building up for it to have it. But the fact that the kid made it those 5 minutes without getting that piece of candy, of course he got that piece of candy and then more because he to learn that lesson that his father was trying to teach him, that discipline. So just from that little small act, if he put the next thing that he puts his mind to, he's already going to have that in him. And knowing that, you know what, if I just say that this is what it is that I want to do, I have that discipline to take those steps to do it. Some people are just naturally born with that. Your girl was not. Not at all. It takes a whole lot for me to get to that point, to get to that understanding it, to get to that, you know what, stop playing and do what it is that you're supposed to do. So I can say that since graduating from school, definitely my practicing of it and my awareness of it has definitely become greater because that was an accomplishment for me. That was something that I set out to do so many times over the past, I've been out of high school since 1994. I've made several attempts to go back to school. I just didn't find a program that was for me that pushed me to finish. So that one thing is what is still fueling me as far as making changes and commitments and things that I set my mind to do. So one thing that I know that I need to be working on, and that a friend, one of the conversation that I was having with my friend that we both came to the conclusion of, changes it is that we want to make, it comes down to discipline, just flat out, just discipline. I had a conversation with another friend of mine, and I was letting her know that eventually down the line, I'm going to be reevaluating what it is that I'm consuming because a lot of the things that it is that I'm eating right now are for, they cause inflammation. And I know from my blood types and things like that I have an issue with inflammation. I'm not a person that is into pills and things like that. I do not want those things in my body. So to the best of my ability, I will control what I can control with my diet. With that, I can do that with that discipline. So getting into this sport, even really pretty much putting that much effort into it, I know that once I did that, do that discipline, and once I commit myself to that and be more committed to practicing that discipline, not just saying it, but practicing that discipline and being more aware of it on a daily basis, I know that I can achieve whatever goal it is that I can achieve. And my only reason, my only why for doing this and saying these things and doing these radio shows and having my website is because if I am able to make these changes and have this total turnaround as far as my thought process goes, not just with my health, but sexuality, my whole being, my whole consciousness, anyone can do this if you're ready. It is not pretty all the time. It is scary. It is unknown. It is painful. But once you get past all of that, as I always say, the other side of that and that changing that perspective now makes this an adventure. It now makes this something that you look forward to, like, oh, well, that's about me, or that's why this. It now becomes a journey of, now that you're knowing yourself better, you're treating yourself better. You're giving yourself that respect that you deserve. You are choosing you. And that journey is an amazing journey. And, again, for me to be able to even talk about this, to even say this to people, to even have this outlook on life, to even be trying what it is that I'm trying right now, anyone can get here. Anyone can now can change their perspective on this. Anyone can have a different outlook on me. Anyone can change how they eat. If you don't like how you're eating right now, if you don't like how you're feeling right now, that discipline and that desire to change and that commitment can be done to want it. And you have to be willing to get through those scary times. So one of the books that I use, and one of the books that, again, all of my shows come from conversations that I have with friends, and I'm one of those people who is extremely transparent. I have a situation that I'm going through right now where I was really, really confused for the past couple of days, just really not, really, really unsure of myself, unsure of my business, unsure of what's going on with my life. And it went from what happened is, and it took pretty much, I knew, but it took someone to say it to me, to bring it into the forefront, to make it hit me. She was like, you know, that what you said a while ago, whatever, that you're ready for the universe and that you're ready for whatever is coming, and you had given this whole spiel about how open you are. But as soon as reality started coming and bringing that to the forefront, you were just like, wait, you mean this? Pump your brakes. So I had to realize that that's what was going on. The change really hit, and it was just like, oh, wait, so this is really going to happen? So this is really what's about to go on? Oh, I know I said that, but are we sure? So I appreciate, and I am ever so grateful of having people that, one, are not afraid to say, hey, guess what? Look at it like this. Let me show you this. And not sugarcoat things to me. I'm ever so grateful for that. And one of the things that she said to me while we were texting is, she was like, I think you need to read the Four Agreements again. And she knows that I've read this book before. I've read this book several times. I had to read this book for school last year sometime. I read this book again for another class. So I read it twice for school, actually. And then a few months ago, I just started skimming through it on my Amazon, whatever the little Amazon thing is. I don't remember what it is. But I started scrolling through it. I downloaded it on the Kindle. That's what it is, my Amazon Kindle. So the book is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. This book is enlightening. This book is going to you take a look back at your actions in your day-to-day living. And it's not about anything spiritual. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with God. It doesn't, these are just basic everyday things that we seem to complicate. Those simple cliches sound so simple, and everything sounds so just da-da-da-da-da. And it's not to say, again, that everything is supposed to be rainbows, but we make life so complicated ourselves. We overthink things. We overplan things. We underthink things. We hold on to things. We aren't honest with ourselves about things. We try to be everything for everyone instead of being what it is that we need to be ourselves. We make life so complicated. And listening to the people that are not having complicated lives right now, over the past few years, it's becoming something that's trendy. It's becoming something that's in right now. But years ago, people were calling them tree huggers. They were calling them hippies. They were saying that they were crazy. Oh, they love the earth. And oh, they are, you know, flower people. But those people had these sense awareness and consciousness, and they were happy. Those people are happy. They weren't, stress wasn't getting them down. Life would happen, but it wasn't bogging them. Life was not driving them crazy. They were living their lives. So reading this book, not reading it, because I listened to it several times today and over the past few days since she has suggested it to me, and it's been eye-opening. It's been something that has made me honestly take a look at myself and realize that I've been doing a lot of judging, and it makes you, once you begin that journey of becoming self-aware and wanting to hold yourself accountable for things so you can move past them, this book has helped me, and these agreements are something that, had I been living by these agreements, I wouldn't be in this situation that I'm in now. I would have been able to deal with this in its proper time frame. I would have had the courage and I don't want to necessarily say courage, I would have had the self-knowledge and the self-awareness and the strength, I'll say that, to make that decision and not continue on a cycle of, but what if, and what if, or what again. Once you start that whole journey of self-awareness and you begin to hold yourself accountable for things, you'll look at situations differently and you'll see, hey, you know what? Those flags were smacking the hell out of me, but you know what I was doing? Going against it, trying to figure out my own way about it, trying to make it work the way I wanted it to work instead of the way that it was supposed to be working out. So the very first agreement in the book that it is one of the most difficult ones, but it's also one of the most important ones, and it's to be impeccable with your word. Words have so much power, and as humans, it's just naturally in us to forget that. We affect other people with our own emotions, and we put our own poisons off onto other people when we're having a bad day. If something didn't go right for us, if the checks bounced, we're pissed off at the world, and we left out the house a little late, someone isn't going fast enough to us, we're mad at everyone, and then we spew words of anger, of irritation, of our own frustration. Be careful with what the intent of your words are. Be careful with what you're saying to someone. Be careful with how you're saying it. Be careful with what you are absorbing. Be careful with what you allow someone else, how you allow someone else's words to affect you, how someone else is being impeccable or not being impeccable with their words. Words are powerful. You can break or make someone who does not live by these agreements with your words. So the first agreement, again, it's the most difficult one because, hey, life happens. You're going to get mad. It's an emotion. Something's going to happen. You're going to get pissed off. That's just going to happen. That's inevitable. But be careful of your words when you're in that mood. Don't put that off on someone else, someone that absorbs other people's words easily, because that's not fair to them. So one of the rules, the very first one of the agreement, not rules, but the very first agreement, is be impeccable with your word. You really create the events of your life with your word. So just be impeccable with your word. That second agreement, man, don't take things personal. Issue in a relationship that I'm in right now where this is definitely a core a core fire that is just burning because of things that I myself have taken personally. Actions that have absolutely nothing to do with me, I have internalized those actions and made these stories with those actions and the relationship, not just an intimate relationship, but a friendship as well. So if I were to be honoring myself wholeheartedly, and if I was practicing that wholeheartedly and sticking to these four agreements and had absorbed these four agreements and been practicing them when they were introduced to me, I wouldn't be in this situation. I wouldn't be at this crossroad right now. I would have made a decision a while ago, regardless as to what it would have been. I would have made that decision and not have allowed someone else's actions as well. And that sounds weird, but don't take what someone else is projecting onto you personally. If that person is in a good mood, of course what they say to you is going to be good. They're going to compliment you. They're going to, hey, you look good today. Hey, I like that dress today. Hey, I like this. If that person is in a bad mood, they may not say it personally, but they're going to find something to nitpick about you. Whatever pisses you off or irritates them about you on a regular basis that they don't see because they're happy, that's what they're going to point out. So when that second agreement, don't take things personally, that's not just negative things. It's not to say, oh, don't take compliments, don't say thank you, don't be rude. Please don't take that as what that means. That means just don't internalize those things. Don't let other people's opinions about you have an effect on you. Don't take that personally, telling you that you are great. Don't take that personally. That's that person's opinion, and that person's opinion has been formed by their own agreement with themselves. So that's hard, and it's something that, again, all of these are not something that you're going to read today and be like, oh, now I'm going to start doing that. Bam. No, these are things that have to be formed. You have to break the old agreements that you have with yourself that are making it hard for you to do these particular agreements. So you want to make sure that you're aware of yourself. You're confident in yourself. You don't need someone else's validation of what it is that you're doing, that you're doing something that's good, because you know yourself that you're doing something that's good. So you don't want to take things personally. You don't necessarily want to have to depend on what it is that people are saying to you, but you don't want someone else's opinion, like I said, to be absorbed. You don't want to take that in and have that with you. So that one was one that not only for myself I had to take a look at, and that I also have said to someone else, it's just like, you know, this is a big issue because of something that I'll say things. And again, as you all know me, that I've had an issue with my tact and the way that I deliver things. So I've been working on that. I do know that those are things that I don't like to offend people, and I don't like to feel like that I'm always having to defend my words. So I would choose to rather make adjustments into how I present information. The third agreement is one that can break down communication, make communication better, will help any type of relationship that you're in, friendship with your mom, with your dad, with your brother, your siblings, your whatever, your cousin, boyfriend, lover, I don't care, your boss, your supervisor, whatever it is. Third agreement, do not make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. That old saying, you make assumptions, you make an ass out of you and me, don't make assumptions. Assumptions are causes of wars. Assumptions are causes of so much pain, so much confusion, so much breakdown in communication. They create an emotional poison by taking things personally and then making that assumption into a story and holding on to that story. And no matter what someone else tells you, you that story is the only thing that your brain is able to process. Making an assumption is just a way of not wanting to communicate. So hard to break because that's been embedded in us, that's been taught, that's been shown, that's how everyone has been living, that's how the world is. A lot of times we won't ask the question. We'll, instead of getting that clarity, we'll make an assumption about how someone feels. We'll make an assumption about what someone meant by what they said instead of asking for that clarity. Third one, don't make assumptions. It would better, again, so many of your relationships. And in reading this book with a set of, listening to this book with a different set of eyes and being honest with yourself, it'll seriously help you make decisions. And I'm seeing working for myself and for other people. So in reading this with a totally different set of eyes and not just reading to go through it or not absorbing what this information is, I don't want to say that I'm a very judgmental person, but I've looked at a relationship through very judgmental eyes instead of accepting a person for who they are. I've gone into a relationship, as I've done previously, with the whole notion of that person will change. One of the things that when you're honest with yourself, you'll understand and you'll get to the point where you're like, you know, if I can't like this person as they are, we always try to find a reason. We shouldn't have to try to find a reason to love someone like that. We shouldn't have to try to make excuses for things that we don't like. And that's normally what it is that we'll do once we get into a relationship. We highlight the things that make us feel good, and we highlight the things that person does that we like, and the things that rub us the wrong way, we just say, oh, you know what, that'll probably change over time. No, if that rubs you the wrong way right then and there, that's going to rub you the wrong way forever. You can't change that person, so why put yourself through that? if you go back and evaluate relationships or any type of relationship, again, this isn't just a relationship. If you go back and evaluate that and look at what it is that you made assumptions about, were you impeccable with your words? What is it that you took personal? You'll have a different perspective of that relationship. It'll make you take a step back and look at things and be able to go into another relationship or the next relationship or the next job or the next friendship or just in general in life, moving on. It'll allow you to be, if you're honest with yourself, excuse me, if you're honest with yourself and if you truly try to live these agreements and adapt these agreements, it'll make you better. And that's actually the last agreement. It's doing your best at whatever it is that you do, doing your best. One of the things that he says in the book is that what makes it so hard, our job, is that we turn it into work and we are so negative with it and we complain about it and then have to work double hard at it because of the negative annotations that we're putting on it. So much more energy to do that because we don't like it, because we don't want to be there, but we have to do it because we have to pay the bills. So by the time that weekend comes or by the time that break comes, you only have those couple of days to have that break, and then you're back at whatever it is that you hate doing. If you do your best at that and find what it is that you like to do and start applying those agreements to your life, that won't be how you have to live. And when I say that again, I don't say things that I have not experienced. I don't say things that I have not done. I don't tell you things that I am not going through. I don't tell you things that I have not, again, seen with my own eyes coming into manifestation, seen things that I have brought on myself. I just said that there was one situation that I was dealing with that I dealt with for 8 years. And in that 8 years, that entire time, the only thing that I kept saying is, I wish I had to deal with this instead of that. I wish I had to deal with this instead of that. I would say that all the time. I have now manifested what I have said those 8 years into the past 6 years of my life. Be careful with your thoughts. Be impeccable with your words. Understand that the power that you have over your own life. Life isn't just this series of events. It is, but understand power you have in those events. Understand how the more conscious you are, the better you'll be able to navigate through those events, the bad ones. And the good ones would outweigh those bad ones. I always say, I'm never one that's going to tell you, hey, once you get on this journey, once you start this enlightenment journey, oh, everything snaps and wave your fingers and a couple of magic wands and things start working out your way. No, that is not how that goes. Please don't mistake that. If you are not, it is not going to be rainbows and unicorns every single day. It's not. That's not how life is set up. But when you have the tools and when you are living consciously and when you are aligned and when you know what your life is supposed to be and you have a clear understanding that you and you alone are the only person that controls your peace, you begin to live differently. and it has a domino effect on everything. I don't care if you start with your diet or if you start with looking at your job or if you start with looking at just your activities throughout the day. I don't care if you start with the relationship that you're in. At whatever point it is that you start to decide or what, however fate has it or the universe brings it, where you begin that journey of becoming more self-aware and being more conscious of how you're living and what you're living and what you're putting out there and what you're absorbing and what you are allowing into your life. It is only up to you. It's you, that thought process. Again, when I say that if I can do this, that if these things are coming to fruition, coming into manifestations for me, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see last year when I started posting things about affirmations and changing your thought process and things of that nature. I told a friend of mine a couple of days ago, everything it is that I need, that I ask for, or that I think about it is, I get it. I didn't say the things that I want, that I need, when I need them, come to me. It may not have been the time frame that I wanted. It may not have been in the manner that I wanted. It may have been in a different package. It may have been something that I even have to reevaluate and say, oh, you know what, this is what it is that I needed. I thought I wanted that, but this is actually what's working out. The things that I need are manifested with my thoughts, with my actions, with my intentions. So when I say to you these things and this whole journey of conscious living, eating, and just being more aware, that is my aha. That is my reason, that why in this world, because I want as many, especially my females, especially my sisters, especially my African women, African American women, because there is such a taboo on the mental state of our sisters. We are so damaged. We are so against each other. We are so broken, and it doesn't have to be. And we are the ones that can heal each other. We are the ones that can heal ourselves. We are the ones that can make our lives better. And for me to sit and say that, and for me to sit and say these things and say them with so much passion and mean every single word it is that I say to you, is nothing short of a miracle. This is a person who used to always say, oh, well, that's just how my life goes. If something is going to be bad, then of course it's going to happen to me. Be careful with your thoughts, even in times, especially of when you are angry or frustrated with something. I'm going to repeat all four of the agreements again and just go get the book. You don't even have to go get the book. Go to YouTube, pull it up, and listen to it while you're in the tub, while you're giving the kids a bath, while you're cooking. Listen to it really fast. It's an increment. Do it in every 15 to 20 minutes. Do it in the morning when you're on your way to work. Find some way, somehow, to listen to it if you can't read it. I'm a person that likes to read as well as listen to it, but I like to flip my pages in my book. I like physical books. I'm old school. I like Kindle books. I'd much rather have the book. Because I'm a hoarder, though, I try not to get things because I will keep things just because. So I don't need to get too many things. The four agreements. Don Miguel Ruiz, YouTube it, put it up on Amazon if you need to buy it. I'm pretty sure you can find this book on Amazon for like $3, $4. Agreement one, be impeccable with your word. Two, don't take things personally. be your best. Do your best. That's what the point of each day is, to be better than it was the day before. Be better than you were the day before. Your standard, not anyone else's, your standard. Find your standard, find what it is that you want to do, find yourself, and set your own goals, set your own standards. Practice these agreements. This, again, this isn't a race. This isn't something that is going to come overnight. Those are habits that you have to break. Those are old agreements that you have to break with yourself. So practice them. It takes practice to a habit. Discipline is important. Have that discipline. I definitely look forward to seeing you all in December. That show will be 2 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in, for those of you who listened live. Those of you who caught the replay, again, thank you. I will see you all again. That show, that will be in December. That will be 2 hours, and that's going to be on December 13th. See you all then. I appreciate all my listeners. Love and light to you all. Good night.